Kutatera Tzav, I'm going to start page Yud-Zayin. We're going to start again, Eish Beit, we learned a few lines of it. Okay, the Alter Rebbe, the Maimon is that Mashiach, whatever, is going to wave his hand over the Yam with the might of his spirit, and it's going to be divided into seven channels. So he says, Yam Suv is Malchus of Atzilus, that's the level of concealment. Well, normally Dibur is a revelation, but in order to reveal, you have to conceal. And then he says, Yam is called Alma de Iskasya, because why is Dibur called Malchus is Yam and Dibur, why is Dibur called hiding it, L'chayat to revelation? So he says, because when you speak, you can't really reveal the real Seichel the way it is, you can't reveal the feelings the way it really is, so it has to conceal it. And he said, that's why the Yam split into 12 levels, corresponding with the 12 Shvatim, which are the world of Bria, and that's the Inyan of Dibur. Okay, so he says, V'chol ze Inyan Kriyas Yamsuf. This is all the Inyan of Kriyas Yamsuf that happened, Shubachinas Dibur, Al Yin Hainu Shalei Yalim, Ad Dibur of Aisis, that it should be concealed. When the Yam opened up, meaning normally Dibur is concealment. That's the level of Yam. But Yam became Yabasha, so the Dibur became revealed as it is in the source. But Amnim Lasud Lavi Ksiv, Lasud Lavi, it says, Vehein if Yadel HaNor. What does it mean? He's going to put his hand, wave his hand over the Nahor. Kine Kriyas Yam Savay Tzarech Liyas Kadeshi Yochel Achakach Kabbalah Sateira. Okay, this we still learned on Friday. What was the purpose of Kriyas Yam Suf? To have Matan Teda, right? You need Matan Teda, so you need to have Kriyas Yam Suf first. Commandment is Alperk Basa de Psachim. And the definition, Ayom Rava Yonis Ahor Mraktu. Ahor Mraktu, the mountain dancing, that refers to Har Sinai Matan Teda. And in order for that to happen, it had to be Ayom Rava Yonis. The sea ran away, meaning the sea split. What's the meaning of Kima Mitzvahs? Because what's the whole purpose of Torah mitzvahs? To reveal godliness in the world. Just like normally in Atzilus it's revealed in a way. Elokus in Atzilus is all one thing of Elokus. When it comes into worlds of Bria, it's in Asiya, which are Elimus and Nifrad and Machinis Yashvadav and Nifrid. When it becomes separate entities, Bria, and definitely Yitzira, and even more so Asiya, is the way Elokus becomes concealed. It's not bottled to Elokus. Therefore, by the mitzvah, Shena Machi Vam the Malka. By doing mitzvahs, what happens? Mamshich and Gilu Yichud El Yin Shabbat Silas. What do? We reveal the revelations of Atzilus, Shem Mizgal, Derech Zamamish Gambibya, that Elokus, the way it is in Atzilus, comes into Bria Yetzir Nasiya. She said, that's exactly the level of Kriyas Yam Suf. What am I Yam Suf? The hidden levels became revealed. What do you do happens when you do a mitzvah? Elokus, which is normally not revealed, becomes revealed. Therefore, what was the preparation for Matan Torah? Probation for Matan Torah had to be Kriyas Yam Suf. Therefore, first there had to be Kriyas Yam Suf, which is the Imbikiyas Aparsa, which is the breaking of the curtain. Hamafsek is Ben Atzilus the Bria, which normally separates between Bria between Atzilus and Bria. Atche Bnei Yisrael Hoch, Abi Abashi B'Seich Hayom. Then it was able to be Kabbalah Sateira, Shemi Atzilus, Yom Shechagilu B'Bia. That from Atzilus, the revelation is able to come into Bria Tzir Nasiya. Okay, so he says, V'ine inyam Matan Teiru Hayem La'seisam. V'kiyam HaMitzit B'Pel Mamish V'tamat Teiru K'negad Kulam. What's Matan Teiru? The observance of mitzvahs now in this world. Ulamach L'Kabbos Chorim. Which is La'os Loving Yis Galus Benimis HaTeira V'Taimi HaMitzvahs, which is a revelation of secrets of Teira, the secrets of mitzvahs. Like it says, Yishen HaKeinim Yishikas Pihu, which is the level of Mashiach that it says. We learned all this, by the way. Gibor almost there. In a Yaskol Avdi Yodim Venisa, meaning Mashiach is even greater than Avam Yitzchok. He's even greater than Ma'id, than the level of Adam. The level of Adam, Rishin, like it says, Ach Shechet. Right, this is where we left off, by the way. Okay, so it says, Ayin Amad of Amesha. Okay. For Yelami, das, what's Mashiach going to do? He's going to teach Das L'chol Ha'am, Asogat Pnimis HaTorah. What's the function of Mashiach? Torah Chadash Shabiti Teitze. It's going to be a new Torah. What do you mean, new Torah? Torah was given once. It means it's going to be a new revelation of Pnimis HaTorah, the secrets of Torah. That's why now we have to learn Chassidus. Why? There's a dinner Shulchan Aruch. On Friday, you have to taste the foods of Shabbos. Right? So therefore it says like this, Shabbos, Mashiach's Erev Shabbos, that's going to be the Gilui of Shabbos, Pnimis HaTorah. Now you need to taste it. So what's tasting it? That's what it says, learning Chassidus is the taste for the Torah of Shal Mashiach that's going to be revealed after Mashiach comes. Kim Lefi Pshutei, Sheyomed Torah Niglas Lanu V'neinu. Simply, what does it mean? Mashiach is going to be teaching Torah. And ain't a moving eich yochel echad. Los is ribir of avos anoshim ve'eid. He says like this. Mashiach is going to reveal Pnimis HaTorah. Mashiach is going to teach everybody Torah. He says, it doesn't make sense. How is one person going to teach tens of thousands of people? And not only that, halei oz b'tchias ha-meisim. Yokum Meshi Rabbeinu Ova Shalom V'cham Gal Agdeirim Shukla Yedim is called Atayra. He said, it says in Medrash, Mashiach is in Kabbalah, Mashiach is going, what? No. Mashiach is going to teach Meshi Rabbeinu Teira. How is Mashiach going to teach Meshi Rabbeinu Teira if Meshi Rabbeinu knew the whole Teira? Meshi Kibbut Teira Messina. He's going to teach Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov Teira, and teach all the Gedalim Teira. So he says, Elo'inyinu, the Inyan is following. He's going to be revealing to Meshe Rabbeinu levels of Torah that Meshe Rabbeinu didn't have. Meaning, because Yalim b'pnimis ha-Torah, Sharuch ha-Meretz Midah, which is infinitely great, v'yash ba'aliyas rabbis engage with tachlis. Okay? So la'asid lovei, Mashiach is going to reveal the pnimis ha-Torah even to Meshe Rabbeinu, even to all those great tzaddikim. It was given to him in the klal. When Rabbi Kiva said to him, they asked Rabbi Kiva, you know the story, right? Rabbi Kiva taught something Meshe Rabbeinu didn't know. So he felt bad. So then the student asked Rabbi Kiva, how do you know this? And he said, Halacha Meshe Mesinai. And he felt better. So Meshe Rabbeinu didn't know it. How could it be Halacha Meshe Mesinai? Because Meshe Rabbeinu was given the generalizations, the rules. And Rabbi Kiva revealed within the world a plot. And that's what Rabbi Kiva darshaned the Targum, the crowns of the letters, which was a plot, a detail in the klal. Yeah. But Meshe Rabbeinu was given every single klal of Torah. Look, he said all the, we learned many times, all the modern technology, all the modern medicine, with all the issues up here, can you do it, can you not do it? Meshe Rabbeinu didn't have computers in those days. Or they didn't have technology. They didn't have medical issues that we have today. Yet, it's all for Meshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Because based on the rules Meshe Rabbeinu give, then you know if this is allowed or this is not allowed. So that's what Meshe Rabbeinu didn't know. But he says, that's going to be lost in loving. So he says like this, just like now, I mean, in our days, when Meshe Rabbeinu, in order to have Matan Torah, they first needed Kriyas Yamsuf, right? In order for the revelations to be, the concealment to be revealed, that is, we allowed Matan Torah to happen. So therefore, the same thing, in order to reveal Teirasi Shal Mashiach, there has to be splitting of the Euphrates. Vein if yodal al anod and l'shivin nechom. Not 12, l'shivin nechom. She says, Achrei shia kabota teir b'yem l'aseisim had to be kriyas yamsif. So kach, the same way, kdei liyas is galus, p'ni misa teir l'os l'ovei, tzorach liyas vein if yodal anod. Has to be splitting of the Euphrates. Why? Which is Nahar Pras, Dechsev Beva Anor, Reveal Par Pras. And like the Gemara says in the last paragraph of Becheres, the Mikora and the Mechinas Nor, Yitzmeiden, is a level of Bina. It says like this. There was a Gan in the Eden, and then it says, I'm sorry, there was Eden, and then Nor, Yitzmeiden, the river went out of Eden to water the Gan, and then it split into four. That's what the pasuk said, beginning of Bereishis. So the Eden is the level of Bina, which is Machshava, Shalomayla Me'adibor, which is the level of thought higher than speech. V'akei Nikra, Nor, therefore, is called Nohar. Why is Machshava is called Nohar. Why is it called Nohar? Sha Machshava in a Nochav and Shekatz and Shevchaz Tamid. Dibur is Yam, a sea, ocean. A river is Machshava. What's the difference? A sea basically doesn't always keep, there's no current in a sea. The river has a current. So why is Machshava the level of Nahar? Because you can never stop thinking. It's always working. Talking, believe it or not, sometimes you can be quiet outside of Shul. But Nahar is always, like we learned many times, the Alter Rebbe explains in Torah Or, why is Adam called Adam? Aleph is Machshava, Dalet is Dibur, and Mem is Maisa. So we learned many times, so why aren't we called Madam, Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa? Yeah, why is Machshava called Aleph? So the Alter Rebbe explains, because Machshava is called Levush HaMiyuchad. Machshava is the closest garment to the neshama. And therefore, the Gemara says, thoughts of sin are worse than the sin. L'chayri, you didn't do the sin. What's the big deal? You think about it. What's the answer? So the Alter Rebbe explains, because it's closer to the neshama, so a sin in thought is a deeper blemish on the neshama than a sin in speech or action, because it's closer to the neshama. Why is it closer to the neshama? He said, very simple. You can never stop thinking. But you can stop talking or doing. Why can you never stop thinking? So the Alter Rebbe explains, because Machshav is so close to the neshama never takes a break. Just like the neshama is always working, Machshava of the person is also working. So therefore, what's the meaning of a nahar? There's a constant current in a nahar. Okay, nikra nahar. Shenim shechtamim lashim v'nahar or elav kol agoyim, all the goyim are going to go to him. Mashenkin a yam yam is called mikvei hamayim, a gathering of water, the cover of a kaim of uchinas dibur. So it's very interesting. By matan Torah, what's split? The level of the sea, which is dibur. You're saying the whole time the yam is dibur. So over there was a gilu of dibur. In order to come to Pnimius HaTorah, which is Machshava, by the way, Pnimius is Machshava, so then you need to split the Nohar, not the Yam. It's constantly going out of Eden, in a Machshava, Gam Kim B'chinis Eisis. A person thinks, they also think in words, in letters. You think whatever language you're thinking. But there's letters in Machshava too. Because when you're thinking, you have to formulate what you're thinking. And therefore, what's the garment for Machshava primarily? I mean, Chochma, primarily the love of Machshava. Dibur is also Elevush Pnimi Yosef. So just like there's letters in Dibur, there's letters in Machshava. But Machshava is deeper than Dibur. It's still, even Machshava, which are letters. Again, when you have a concept and you think it, the thinking also limits it. Not as much as Dibur, but it also limits it. Like it says, it's not the same concealment because Dibur is more tangible than Machshava. If Dibur is more tangible than Machshava, then Dibur conceals more. Okay, so he said, I mean, therefore, what's this inyan of Mashiach? Waving his hand over the river to split it as a preparation for the Teiratzah Shal Mashiach. It's going to be the essence of Gan Eden, now Gan Eden is revealed through Nohar Yetzim Eden. The river comes out of Eden. Lo Asir Lavay is going to be Eden itself. Okay, so the Rebbe is explaining. Therefore, Lo Asir Lavay, what's going to be revealed? The Eden itself. Now we have a Nohar Yetzim Eden. But when you split the Nohar, what are you going to get? The Eden itself. Now the Nohar covers the Eden. Right? But now, Lotu Lovay, Eden itself is going to become revealed. Lachain Amin Azal, but safe barricaded brachas. Shall Eden nema ayin l'rasam. It says about Eden, ayin l'rasa l'kim z'lasecha. That this level of Eden, no eye could see. And he says, Shema Teimar, who Gan, who Eden. This is all Gemara. So the Gemara says, maybe Gan and Eden is the same thing. So he says, no. Talmud Laim Evin Nohar Yetzim Eden, Lahashkis is a Gan. So there's a river coming out of Eden. So obviously Eden and Nohar Gan is not the same thing as Eden. What does the Pasuk say in Chumash? The river comes out of Eden, Lahashkis is a Gan. Now we call Gan Eden. Because it got all messed up. Therefore, because you don't have the revelation in Gan Eden, only through the levels of Nohar, it is concealment. Therefore, what do you have now in Gan Eden? Only a Ziv HaShechina, because Nohar blocks it. If you're Nohar, you're Gilu B'chinas Eden Mamish. We're going to have the Eden itself. Yeah. That level of Eden. And he said, V'zel Peter Shadan in the floors. Ad enu dafke, therefore, Mashiach comes, we're going to see Elokus. V'roch obasa yachtav. Ad enu in the floors. Meaning, R'yem mama shalamayla, b'chine shmiya v'avona. Which is through letters, l'chine ene deme klau shmiya l'riya. Because understanding is nowhere, here it means, seeing is much greater than understanding. Seeing is believing, so to speak. The ing and the yazu, how do we see alokus? That's for the level of chokhma atzma. We'll understand what it says in Priyetz Chaim Gabi Arizal. Okay, what does it mean? Shebeshas, Ashina, Biyem, Ashabis. Arizal once took, he probably took a nap every week. But when Arizal went for a nap Shabbos afternoon, what happened? Shama be yeshiva shomayla. But Pash is balokubilam. It says another place since a half an hour sleep that Darizal had Shabbos afternoon. He saw in the upstairs yeshiva about in the Pash of balokubilam dvarim nifloim, such great things. Mashiyuchal the Pash mishmeinim shanim ritzufim, that it would have taken him 80 years straight to reveal. We don't see it in our sleep. With that, Tamua, Lechayr is a question. How is it possible, Litvei's Machshavti, B'Shah Echad, in 1 hour, Machatorach Lema B'Dibur Peishana? How can that easy, even if it was an hour? How is it possible to see in 1 hour, Yom Machshava, something that's going to take 80 years to speak? Imi Yeshayis Machshava. Even though the letters of Machshava are called Asin rather than big letters. Shefisha Machshava, Masik Bizman, Bizman, Machatar Chazabidibizman. Okay. Thinking is quicker than speaking, yeah? No, you can think quicker than you speak. But that much?
sometimes you want to write something, you think, but the thinking is faster than the writing all the time.
Yeah, that's for sure. And therefore, on Shabbos, in the Aleph Beis of Kel Odin, so there's an apprentice, the interesting thing. You know, there's an Aleph Beis, Kel Odin, Alkan Maisim, Baruchum, Verachum, Vivik, Godly, Vitzuv. He says, in every letter, like, Kel Odin, Al Kol HaMaisim. Kel Odin, Al Kol HaMaisim, 5. Baruchum, Verach, Befi, Kol HaNeshama. So each letter has like 4 or 5 words to it. The Vishala Bezet comes in the level Asvin Ravirvin, big letters, and therefore this one letter comes into 4 or 5 letters. Mikama came Haino Masik, Bemel Shavit Evashop. So, okay, so in a quarter of an hour, it needs to take an hour or two to speak. Would you think in a quarter of an hour would take you an hour or two to speak? It's impossible. Dr. Rebbe is asking a very simple question. How is it possible? Okay, in a quarter of an hour, what do you think it takes you an hour or two to speak? Okay, that makes sense. But in a half an hour, to see 80 years straight? He said, Avol Inyan, who, what's the Inyan? Shasagosi Bukhinasriya. He didn't see it, hear it. He saw it. Anurias Atmis al Chokhma. He saw Chokhma itself, Vulaik Meshem Slabeshes Babina Vasoga. Not in the way it comes into letters of Bina, of letters, Vila Maila Maila Mchinis al Seichel. Okay, you can look at a picture, or you can look at a building, yeah? And it will take you a very, very long time to describe it. If you're thinking of understanding something, it will take you in a quarter of an hour, take an hour or two to say it. But when you look at something, it will take you a very much, much, much longer time to repeat it, to describe it in detail. Why? Because with the Maila from Seichel, the way it comes into Aces, actually you're talking, to the extent that if you want to, what you see in an hour or two, if you want to put it into verbal words, it'll take you that long. So the answer is like this. He didn't hear in the yeshiva up there. He saw. So the level of Re'iya is so much deeper and essential and so much above Seichel, to bring it down into Seichel, into words, could take 70 or 80 years. 60 or 80 years, he said.
So why can't we call him a Navi? All the Chokhmah is revealed to him in sleep. Isn't that how it happens to the
Navi? In Tanya, Dr. explains, he asks the question, how did Arizal see deeper levels than the Nevi'im did, and he wasn't a Navi? So the Alter Rebbe explains that the concept of Chochm Adef Minod Navi, a Chochm is greater than a Navi. Whatever. It's a different type of perception, a different type of vision. It's
So Rabbi, it's not a really big deal then with Arizal, because anybody that you look at the outside for 1 second will take...
Still not going to take you 80 years. Well, that... That's what the pasuk says. 1,000 years by Hashem is a day. How could a day be 1,000 years? The answer is because in the level of Re'iya, one day is 1,000 years. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He asked, I want to go have the level of Ri'i and Eretz Yisrael, which is the level of Kedusha, which is infinitely great. The Grashi said, he wanted to eat the Jaffa oranges. He wanted to eat the Israeli shawarma. What did he want to eat there? Ki b'meish, seva yare, shesleim b'meish, b'ein it says he saw. V'rot, b'meish, l'ham, shekhinu zu b'mnei Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to reveal this level of it. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ebrono ve'eres ha'oretz. He wanted to bring it down into the Bnei Yisrael that are called Oretz. Chafetz v'leipol. He wanted, but Hashem said no. He couldn't bring that level of Re'iyah into a regular basis of the Yidden. He asked for it. He wanted to do it. But Hashem said he can't do it. Therefore, it says, Atah Yisrael, Shema. Therefore, by Yidden, it says, Shema el achukim al mishpatim. The level of Shmiya, not the level of Re'iyah. So therefore he says like this. Just say by Kriyas Yamsuf, by Matan Torah, there had to be Kriyas Yamsuf before. In order to reveal Pnimis HaTorah, there had to be the split of the Nahar, which is Chochma, not the level of Bina, of Yam, Malchus, but there had to be a split in the level of Chochma to be able to reveal the level higher in Chochma. And he says, that level, it says, Ein Lo Rasa. Yasin Le Mechakalei, meaning it's going to only happen through the level of Chochm, which is Lassid Lavi. And the Vizel, She Yomid Mashiach, this is what Mashiach is going to teach. And that's what it says, Yaskal Avdi, She Yash Bebchina Zul Gamkin Eli Yisinket. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe is going to continue with tomorrow we'll learn. So why into 7? But Kriyas Yamsuf was 12. Because Kriyas Yamsuf was a Gili of Malchus into Bria. And in Bria is the Shvatim, the 12 Shvatim. Right? But here he's going to explain, this is the level of Natsilas, in the level of Chochma. So therefore it's not 12, which is the Shvatim, but 7, which is the 3 Ovis and 4 Yimoyis. And that's the Ovis were in the level of Atsilas.
What about the
Sheva Roya Yisrael? No, it's not them. He's going to say, because the Shvatim are in Bria, so what split? The Yam to reveal more into Bria. Here we're talking about a greater revelation in Tatsilas, into the level of Chochma, which is above Seichel. That's the level of Re'iyah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.